Triple J.
On Triple J, this is 2015.
Okay, on Triple J tonight, I'd like you to meet Kuchka, the Perth singer. Hello, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, thank you.
Can I call you by your real name?
Yes.
Okay, it's Laura Jane Lowther is the Perth singer Kuchka. We haven't spoken to you before on Triple J, but we've been playing your music for over a year, so this is a good chance to sort of touch base and talk to you about where you've come from and who you are as a person and an artist. Can we start with the name? We have to, really, because it's an unusual name.
Yeah.
Can you tell us how you hit upon it? Because I know what the word means, but you tell us.
So my friend Eva is my old housemate and she just started calling me Kuchka. She is from Croatia and she thought it was hilarious and it just kind of stuck and I didn't really think about the repercussions later on of having to explain it to everyone when I decided to use it as like a stage name.
Hmm.
But yeah.
Did you know at the time when your housemate was calling you Kuchka, did you know what it meant?
Yeah, it was kind of like a nice endearing term and her mum also started calling me it, so it just kind of worked for me.
So you're not of Croatian background, but your housemate was?
Yeah.
The word actually is a Serbo-Croatian word and it means bitch.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, the use of the word bitch these days, especially in hip-hop music, it's very prevalent, it's everywhere, but for the Croatian people, is it a really quite offensive term?
No, I don't think so. Well, they definitely didn't mean it as to be offensive to me. It was more endearing.
And you just decided to run with it as your stage name?
Yeah.
Any regrets?
No, I like the sound of it. It's kind of percussive as well, which is nice.
Once you get your head around how to pronounce it, it is a good word.
Yeah.
You must run into all sorts of weird pronunciations for it for people who don't know the Croatian roots of it.
Yeah, all the time. But I kind of don't mind because it is a bit hard if you don't understand the accent and stuff.
Yeah, and you could get some quite unflattering pronunciations of the name.
Yep, I have had that a lot.
I'm sure. But it is Kuchka and she is with us on Triple J. Let's talk about you as an artist. So I noticed that on the Unearth page you've been uploading music for quite a few years. Back in 2011, you actually put a couple of tunes up there. It wasn't until last year that we started playing you in a big way. How long have you been making music for?
Probably since about 2011.
Right. So I think those were very early recordings of yours.
Yep, really early. I just started kind of experimenting and ended up kind of writing these strange pop tracks that kind of evolved over time. So, yeah, Unearthed was a really good platform in the early days to get my tracks out there, I guess.
And were you doing it all totally yourself in your bedroom at home?
Yep, I still do.
So what were you listening to at the time? What sort of an artist did you want to be? When you started recording music, did you have a firm idea of the sort of sound you wanted to create?
No, not at all. I was just playing with these new programs that I kind of found. So I got into Ableton and I was just amazed that there was this whole sound spectrum out there that I hadn't heard before. Well, at least myself. So synths and stuff, I was just like, oh, my God, the bass goes so deep. Like, it's amazing.
And what about singing? Did you feel like you were compelled to sing? Did you feel natural as a singer when you started?
Yeah, I guess it felt kind of natural. It was terrifying. I remember my first gig, I tried to sing in the first track and nothing came out. I was just like, So that was kind of the scariest part.
How long did it take you to warm into being a singer?
I think by the end of the first show, I was a lot more comfortable. I was just like, get over it, just do it.
Well, you've got a very distinct voice. It's one of those really ethereal voices. Let's play a couple of songs which people will recognise. This track came out around halfway through last year. Really beautiful track called Unconditional. When you sing, do you put a lot of effect on your voice or is it quite natural?
I've been using this Eventide chorus on my recordings, which I'm just totally obsessed with. So, yeah, it's not super affected. It's just kind of a little bit of chorus on that track, I think.
Okay, makes it a little bit sweeter.
Yeah.
Okay, this one as well came out towards the end of last year. Another really beautiful track called Divinity. How long did it take you to make that track?
I think from start to finish, probably about maybe 6 months, but that wasn't, you know, working on it every day, just kind of coming back to it and changing up the arrangement and stuff.
Is it a lot of experimenting with sounds before you hit upon something you want?
Yep, definitely. Like, that one has so many layers of, like, water sounds and different synth sounds and beats kind of stacked up on top of each other.
Do you use a lot of found sounds?
Yes.
So what are you looking for? What sort of sounds? Is it like water sounds, nature sounds that sort of affect you?
Yeah, I really like nature sounds. Especially, like, combining natural sounds with synthesized sounds. So kind of takes you into this tripped out kind of world where you're not sure what's real and what's not.
Do you still create largely in your bedroom at home?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. So it's a little Kuchka world.
Yeah.
Listen, the little Kuchka world sort of had an interesting start, because before those two tracks, you had quite a prominent feature through an American hip-hop artist. ASAP Rocky actually used you. We'll play a little bit of it now on his album of 2013. He actually featured you on this track, Long Live ASAP.
Live. Pretty nigga rich. Black will be the shit. And that bitch know we poppin', so she poppin' on this dick. Nigga, all right, be the pimp. Can't forget little flip. And I take it out to Memphis and shout out to 666.
So that's kind of where a lot of people got to hear the voice of Kuchka for the first time. How on earth did your music end up with ASAP Rocky?
So a producer he was working with, Fnatic, is actually from Perth. So he follows the Perth music scene quite a bit. And he had found my first EP that I released and really liked it, and asked me to send over the stems in case he wanted to do a remix or something. And then he was in the studio with Rocky, and he kind of showed it to him, and then they ended up making a track from it, and then contacted me and asked me if I wanted to sing on the chorus. So spun me out a little bit.
So you actually did a fresh vocal for him?
Yeah.
That must have been an interesting email to get.
Yeah, I kind of got an email saying that ASAP Rocky wants to Skype you now. Are you available? I was like, what?
Did you know who he was at that point?
Yeah, because he was kind of blowing up, and I'd listened to his like mixtape previously, and I was just like, is this happening? Like, what?
And so your appearance on his record then, what sort of effect did that have?
A lot of my friends, especially in the music scene in Perth, were just like pretty spun out about it, especially people who were big fans of his. So I guess it was just this surreal experience.
Yeah. Did you get many offers from anyone else in the States, especially in the hip-hop field?
Yeah. Through Fnatic, he was kind of like, let's work on some more stuff. So we've done a couple of little collaborations as well since then.
Collaborations are something which you're kind of getting familiar with, because we've also been playing this track. It's such a great track. It's from the Gold Coast producer Paces, but you're the lead vocalist on that, and you've collaborated with him. How did the connection come with him?
He kind of emailed me last year at some point with a few beats and stuff, and I thought his music was really uplifting. Me and my friend said it sounds like a happy emoji.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, just recorded some vocals for that track, and he really liked it.
You wrote the lyrics, came up with a melody?
Yep.
And working on someone else's track in such a big way, was that the first time you'd done that?
I've collaborated with a few people now. I really like it, not having to, you know, think about the production. You can kind of come at it later and from a completely different perspective.
Yeah, it gives you freedom, doesn't it, to experiment as a singer too.
Yeah, you can get into maybe a headspace that you might not with your own music. Maybe create a different character or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's a terrific song. Everyone's been loving it. That's the Paces track, Nothing's Forever. So Kutchka, the Perth singer, has been with us on Triple J. This is all leading somewhere. This is all leading to a premiere. We've got a brand new track of yours to play right now for the very first time. I want to talk to you just a little bit more because I know you're about to go out on a headlining tour. So we'll give people the details of that. But Kutchka is with us on Triple J. And here is a brand new track of hers. This is her new single. So this is the first spin of it anywhere in the world. This track is called Flux 98. I really like that track. That's, once again, that is Kutchka with Flux 98. I really love at the beginning that sort of call and response effect that you use. You're sort of singing to yourself. How did that song generate itself?
So I used to live in a share house when I was at uni, and I had our landlord actually live next door. She's this cute little bubba, and she used to come over at like 10 in the morning and like knock on the door and be like, wake up, come on, like, what are you doing still in bed? Like, get up. And I would be like in this really nice kind of lucid dreaming state. I'd have the day off and I'd try and kind of explain to her like, no, it's nice. Dreaming is nice, you know. If I wake up, then I'm just in North Perth in my kitchen. And so it's kind of about that really nice state between when you're asleep and when you're awake in the morning and trying to stay there as long as you can.
Right, okay. So where does the title Flux 98 come from?
I think the 98 part just was the tempo at first, but then I even changed the tempo so it's not anymore.
Okay. I thought it might have had something to do with the year, Flux 98, but nothing to do with that. It comes from the original tempo of the song.
Yeah, kind of. But then I decided to keep it because it did make me think of 98 and, you know, being a child and that kind of playfulness and stuff like that, and trying to explain things to older people that, you know, you're just on a completely different wavelength. And she's like, wake up, you know, because she's probably feels like she doesn't have many years left. But I'm like, no, I got all the time in the world type thing.
Wow, that's really fascinating. What a great way to sort of generate a song. And it's a terrific song at that. Is that going to be on an EP? Is that coming from a bigger body of work?
Yes. So we've got an EP coming out real soon in August.
Fantastic. All right. And is that going to be the only track we've heard so far from it?
No. So Unconditional and Divinity are both on it. Uh-huh. There's seven tracks.
Oh, wow.
On it.
It's almost like a mini album. So a couple of the songs we've already been playing on Triple J, plus that brand new one, Flux 98. Kutchka, nice to talk to you. Nice to meet you as well. We've really enjoyed the music you've given us the last couple of years. So keep on doing it. Now,
thank you so much.
You're about to head off around the country and do a headline tour. So next Saturday night, Kutchka is playing at the Black Bear Lodge in Brisbane. Sunday night on the Gold Coast at the Broad Beach Tavern at Sounds of Sunday. Then after that, you're going to be playing in Sydney in King's Cross at the World Bar at Mum There on Friday the 5th of June. And then in Melbourne at Hugs and Kisses on Saturday the 6th of June. So that's where Kutchka is going to be. Thanks so much for coming in tonight, Kutchka. And all the best in the future. I hope the tour goes well. And thanks for letting us premiere your brand new track.
Thank you so much.